Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Thank you, and hello, everyone. Last week, past couple of weeks, I have been dealing with the issue of the will of God, the will of God. And I must say that this is a first. This is, my reading is the first reading of the official will of God. That will has been placed in Bible content in part. Its parts are scattered throughout the pages of the Authorized Version Bible. Today, I will read declarations and proclamations of the will. Again, I say this is a first, and this is historic. The Bible speaks about the will. What is that will? Who has to do with the will? All of that is evident in the episodes of the reading of the will of God. So, without further ado, I read the will in declarations and proclamations. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. The hand of the Lord hath done this. By the strength of my hand have I done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent. The will. in the will it is recorded, God will surely visit you. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand. Behold, I die, but God shall be with you. Lo, I die. Now, let me say this about the will of God. The heir of God, the great power of God, has found the will and put these parts of the will together for your hearing. It is already established who is the heir. That's already established. That is shown in the preceding programs. But for your information, I will bring you up to date. The heir of God is the present speaker here. The heir of God, the present speaker, is the great power of God. Okay? So, in the will, the Lord promised that the Lord God will come with strong hand. And he said, God shall be with you, the people. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great, the will says. Now, the promise of his coming, now the fulfillment of the promise of God's coming is set forth in the acknowledgement given in the will, saying, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write. The man of God is come hither. We have waited for him. Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. Remembering the commandment, render to God the things that are God's. Now the will speaks to the heir of God, the great power of God, the present speaker, saying, thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou only art holy. Master, we know that thou art true and carest for no man. I've said before, no man in the Authorized Version Bible is a secret name for God, for the new God. The will goes on speaking to the heir, the present speaker, saying, let it be known this day that thou art God. The will speaks to this day and time in which we live. And in this time, at this time, the Gentiles are required to say publicly, this, the heir, the present speaker, is our God. We have waited for him. This man, the present speaker, is the great power of God. This, the present speaker, is the heir. He is the mediator of the New Testament. Testament is will. He is the mediator of the newly found will of God. The will of God continues saying, all things are of God. All things are belonging to God. All things are belonging to the new God. Okay. And the old God has died intestate, and the new God is established by the will of the former God. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. This is the will. The will is speaking of the new God. The heir of God, the great power of God, the present speaker. God sitteth upon the throne of this holiness. And as we read, and as you hear, have this understanding that the scripture says, the scriptures must be fulfilled. This is one of those scriptures, all of them here. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. Power belongeth to God. There is no power but of God. The will says to me, the present speaker, Israel shall be thy name. All that I have is thine. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground. In the will, the people of the Lord say, behold, we be thy people. See, behold, we are all thy people. Okay, let me go back up here in the wheel. I read the part that says he is the mediator of the New Testament. He is the mediator of the will of God, the testator. He is a chosen vessel to bear my name. The former God says in his will of the new God. Thou art our Father. The will speaking to the new God. The law says, one is your father. In the will, the Lord commands his people to call no man your father. What that is saying, the title your father falls to the new God. It falls to the heir of God, the great power of God, the present speaker. The people's voice in the will says, we have a father. And in the will, the former God says to the people, hearken to Israel, your father. We have one father, namely God. The will speaks of a kingship. Behold, the law says, a king shall reign in righteousness. One king shall be king to them all. The king shall do according to his will. And in the will of the former God, the former God says, the Lord shall be king over all the earth. At this time, let's hear the announcements, please. After the announcements, I will continue with the reading of the will of God in declarations and proclamations. Now, the announcements.
You're listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio with His Excellency Tommy Hart. We encourage everyone to please call in with questions and comments. The number is 718-664-6262. Again, 718-664-6262. And don't forget to visit the website, lawmaster.co. Pick up a copy of the manuscript, The Book of the Law of God. The manuscript is easy to read, a text your lordship compiled, the result of a 39-year study and analysis, unraveling the secrets of the AVB. Join the site freely, become a member, and post photos and videos. Email us with your feedback, and link us to Facebook, Twitter, and other networking sites of your choosing. Help us to spread the word. Remember, you can find Mr. Hart's interviews on YouTube. Search Law of Gods. If you feel it's time to break a half-millennium spell of religious enslavement, you've tuned in to the right channel. Keep listening to The Lawmaster, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Break free of Vatican deception. The Lord God Israel has given to us a sound understanding of the law of God. He has shown, according to the crucial matter of the AVB, who bears the designation of God. Yes, the God Israel has given us the infallible proof of God. But the God Israel does not stop there. He now makes known to us the wonderful knowledge of the valid will of God. The great God Israel has solved the mystery of the will of God, and he now presents that wonderful knowledge of God's will to us in an easy-to-understand way. What mighty God is the God Israel? The AVB says there is no other God that can do the great things of the God Israel has done. So get your coffee and your authorized version Bible, and hear attentively the Lord God Israel as he speaks on the matter of the will of God.
Okay, Mr. Welch, I was wondering if we have that other, that last announcement ready. If so, play it at this time. If not, let me know. Okay, we do not have that other announcement ready. So I will continue with the reading of the will of the former God who died. Intestate. Okay. We continue with the reading of the will of God. Okay. Now, the last statement here, just go back. Well, let me just continue here. Excuse me. The question is raised, who is the Lord? The will addresses the question. The question comes with a commandment. Excuse me. Okay. Who is the Lord? If the Lord be God, follow him. And now the settling and closing of the question, who is the Lord? The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. And the people's voice in the will says, God is the Lord which hath showed us what. The Lord our God is holy. The present speaker, sole heir of God, is the Lord. The Lord liveth. And who can decide that? Than the Lord himself. The Lord is. The will speaks to me saying, O Lord God of Israel, thou art the God, even thou alone. Thou art righteous, O Lord. And now, Lord, thou art God. He, the sole heir of God, doeth the work of the Lord. Now, O Lord, thou art our Father. Thou, O Lord, art most high, forevermore. Kingdoms of this world are become kingdoms of our Lord, and he shall reign forever and ever. Lord is his name. But here is the sole heir, the great power of God, the new God, the Lord is his name. The word says to the people of the former Lord and of all, Lord shall rule over you. The Lord of hosts is his, the sole heir's name. The Lord is a great God, a great king above all gods. Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the God of hosts is his name. What is happening in the wheel is setting forth titles of the former God that fall to the new God. The Lord is his name. The Lord of hosts is his name. The Lord, God of hosts, is his name. No man knoweth the things of God. No man, that is to say, God knows the things belonging to God. In the will, former Lord has said, the Lord is the true God. This is said of the new God. Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting king. He shall have rule over all thy labor. He is the former of all things. The Lord is righteous, and the people's voice says, these things here, we will walk in the name of the Lord our God. The people answered together and said in the wheel, the covenant being a part of the will, the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken will we do. All that the Lord has said will we do and be obedient. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. The Lord is exalted. This statement said to me in the wheel. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come to thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might. And in thine hand it is to make. Now therefore, our God, we and praise thy glorious. I have read to you from the will of the former God who died intestate. Now, we will hear the announcements again, after which I will come back and speak on or speak on things that I have covered in the wheel. Mr. Wayne.
Thank you, Father. To the listeners, if you would like to receive your copy of the manuscript, the Book of the Law of God, go to www.lawmaster.co. That's www.lawmaster.co. On the left side of the webpage, click Click the manuscript and the PayPal button inscribed Donate. For a $12 donation, you will be redirected to a link and download your very own copy in PDF format. Also, become a member to the website and post videos, photos, and take advantage of the links, free books, and email feature amongst members. You can also visit us on YouTube. Go to www.youtube.com/Law of Gods. Again, youtube.com/Law of Gods. One word. You can find Mr. Hart on Facebook. Simply type the Book of the Law of God. You may post on the news feed any stories, links, videos, and articles relating to the context of the show. Feel free to start discussions, ask questions, make comments, and dialogue. You can now follow His Excellency on Twitter. That's twitter.com. Search Tommy L. Hart. Again, Tommy L. Hart. You will find these links here on the show page. And remember, keep listening to Lawmaster on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Back to you, my lord.
Thank you, Mr. Welch. Welch, also, let me know if there is anyone on the lines, please. If so, you can ask if they have any questions or if they would like to state before I continue speaking on things in the wheel. Okay. I continue. I will speak on things in the wheel. I will speak about the wheel. As you notice in my reading of the wheel, I did not give reference to it. I just read the statements. Most of the items in the wheel that I read today. Declarations and proclamations. I have the references carefully. The will is, let me say this, no one can deny that God is concerning the will of God. Compared to Romans 12. Romans 12, and I'm reading Romans 12, verse 2. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The Lord speaks in Ephesians saying, doing the will of God from the heart. And of course, there are many other verses that speak concerning the will of God. What I have done is I have exempted the will, I have found the will, I have prepared the will, I have searched it out. And I have brought the will. Mr. Welch, do we have anything? Okay, I thought he had something to say. Okay, so no doubt the Bible speaks about the will of God. No doubt the heir of God has found that most important piece of information constituting the legally valid will of God that is to be carried out. The will of God is to be carried out. I have identified the heir of God. We know that the will was given by and put down in writing by the former God who died intestate. That means he died having left a legally valid will. The former God is the testator. I have identified the testator. I have brought forth the will. I have identified the heir of God. And I have read from the will things falling to the new God from the former God. These things should be clear. They should be understandable, easy to understand. You, the hearer of the will of God, have the responsibility to take these things, study these things, become thoroughly familiar with these things so that you may know the terms set forth in the will of God and so that you can do your part. Okay? Now, what is your part in the will? If you are in the kingdom of God, you, let's see, how do I say this? You, number one, are a subject of the kingdom of God. That means you are a subject of God. God, the God I have been reading and talking about is your God. And the commandment says to you to worship God. You are to obey God, etc., etc. All right, let's look at the will and see what points I want to just say, speak on. You know the main things about the will as far as knowing the testator, knowing the heir, knowing many of the things that fall to the heir of God. What is clear, 1 Corinthians 2:11 says, no man knows the things of God, no man knows the things belonging to God. That is evident in the reading of the will that I did today, because I have showed some things that fall to the new God, the great power of God, the heir of God, the present speaker. Ecclesiastes 2:19, he shall have rule over all my labor. All my labor, what is all the former God's labor? In that statement, he speaks of Bible content. He speaks of Bible content. And Bible content, the its interpretation, etc., fall to the new God, the heir of God. We have a statement in Deuteronomy 29, which says this. It describes, well, I'll just read it. Deuteronomy 29:29 says this, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. That statement is a part of the will. It says the same thing that the Corinthians statement said, which said, which says here, and let me find it. No man knows things belonging to God. He shall have the Ecclesiastes statement. He shall have rule over all my labor. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. Now, I said about you having a part in this. The next statement in the verse, Deuteronomy 29:29, says this. But those things which are revealed, who do they belong to? They belong, the people's voice makes it clear, the things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, and that's what the heir has done, and that's what he is continuing to do. He works out the secret things. He prepares them, he searches them out, and he presents those things to you, the people. The secret things belong to the Lord. The Lord reveals those secret things, and they belong, the revelations belong to the people. It is the heir's duty to find out the secret things and make them known to the people. It is the people's duty to take those secret things and act accordingly. So, Bible content, including its crucial matter, its secret matter, belong to the heir. The heir has received that. The heir has received his responsibility. The heir of God has acted. Okay? Accordingly, in seeking out the secret things, searching them out, preparing them, giving them a body, and presenting them to the people. The heir has not failed in that regard. He has not failed in that responsibility. You should not fail in your responsibility. Now, the Lord, Jeremiah 10:10, the statement speaks about the heir of God. It speaks about the great power of God. It speaks about the present speaker who is the heir of God and the great power of God. The heir, Jeremiah 10:16, he is the former. He arranges, he is the former of all things, which I just spoke about. The heir puts things together. He arranges things. He arranges a secret matter after he has started out, after he searched it out. He arranges it. He prepares it. He is the former of all things. He is the former of the will of God, the heir, the present speaker, the great power of God. He is the former of the covenant. He is the former of the law of God. And let me say this. What does the law of God say? The law of God, Revelation 17:17 says this. The words of God shall be fulfilled. You know the words of a will, the words of a legally valid will. Those words should be fulfilled. They are expected of the testator to be fulfilled, and they are expected of the law to be fulfilled. So the heir is the former of all things. And I can't say these things too much because, one, they are new to your ears. they are new to your ears. And many people have a tendency to hear and forget. I want to be sure to remind you and to help you not to forget these very important things. Okay. The air has rule over Bible content. The air is the former. He is the arranger of all things. The statement in 1 Chronicles 29 shows the heir's exaltation. Okay. The scripture says the Lord is exalted, Isaiah 33:5. 1 Chronicles 29:29 speaks to that. It speaks to the heir's exaltation. It speaks to the great power of God's exaltation. But before I go to it, let me go to Acts 8:10, which says this. This man is a great power of God. Now, if you just hear that, you still don't know who this man is. In the will, it says, this man is the great power of God. The heir is to identify that this man. Okay? The heir is to identify that man. And, of course, that man, as I have said before, is found to be the heir of God. This man is found to be the sole heir of God. This man is found to be the present speaker. So the will reads this way once it is found out. This man, the present speaker, is the great power of God. Okay? Now, I spoke of 1 Chronicles 29, which assures the heir of his exaltation. In the will, it is said, 1 Chronicles 29:10, and I read in the reading of the will through verse 13, where the people give thanks to the new God, and saying, now therefore our God, in verse 13, 1 Chronicles 29:13, now therefore our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. What are they thanking me for? What are they to thank me? Because the scripture says, the will says, the scriptures fulfill. They must actually thank me, in real life, the people, the Gentiles. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. That scripture must be fulfilled, okay, in real life. It's stated in the will. It must be fulfilled. 1 Chronicles 29:10, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel. Remember, in the will, the Lord says, Israel shall be thy name. Israel shall be thy name. In the will, the new God, the heir of God, the great power of God, is given a new name. He's given a new name. What is that new name? That new name is Israel. Okay. So, the former God speaks to me in 1 Chronicles 29, starting with verse 10, saying, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, because the Father title falls to the heir of God, the great power of God, the present speaker. The title, thy Father, our Father, Father, the Father title falls to the heir of God. Blessed be blessed be thou, Lord God, Lord God. All that title falls to the heir. Lord, that title falls to the heir. Israel, the name, falls to the heir. And Father, title falls to the heir. All in one statement. Lord God of Israel, our Father, blessed be thou forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. Listen, and the power. In the will, it is stated, power belongs to God. All power is given to God. Now, let me read from Matthew 28. Matthew, just as I showed you how the statement in Acts 8:10 should be read and applied its application, I will show you this this statement here in Matthew 28:18. On the way there, stop over at Proverbs and at Psalm 62. Psalm 62, verse 11, says this: power belongs to God. So the will gives all power to God. The will goes on to say, the powers, there is no power but of God. If the new God has not given you power, then you do not have it. Okay? Because the will gives all power to the heir of God. Power belongs to God. First Chronicles 29, verse 11, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power. Okay. Therefore, the statement in Matthew 28, verse 18, is a statement that the heir is a statement of the heir. Okay? So the heir said this: listen, as the great power of God reaps, he says, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. And that is in harmony with the 1 Corinthians 29:11 statement, thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power. It goes on, and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. So the statement in Matthew 28:18 belongs to the heir. It is a statement of the heir. All power is given to me. Who is the me? The present reader, the present speaker. All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Where is it given? It is given in the will of God, that part that is set forth in 1 Chronicles 29:10 through 11. Okay. The Bible asks a question pertaining to the law. The Bible is a law book. And it asks the question, how readest thou? How do you read the law? When you read the Bible, you are reading law. How do you read it? Do you read it with an understanding? Okay. Well, that is what I seek to do. I seek to give you a thorough, in-depth understanding of the law, whether it be the law of the will, the law of God, etc. I seek to give you a thorough understanding, a sound and just understanding of the law, of the will of God, understanding the will of God is, the Bible says, understanding what that will is, And that's what I'm working with now, giving an understanding of the will of God. This is not an issue, the will of God, that you just read and you just go on about your little business, you know. Like in the church world, you know, you go to church, the preacher reads a statement or two, whatever, and the people hear it, and it's just like they fall on deaf ears, you know. They go right on about their little business, and they do not read the Bible as a law book. They do not understand that the Bible is a law. They do not teach the Bible as it is a law book. Okay? Because all the preachers I've heard speak on the issue of the law. They say, the law is void. They never said what that law is, but I've heard them make the statement, the law is void. You know, let's get an understanding. Let's get an understanding. The Bible speaks about that. It says, get understanding. You know, get wisdom. Get knowledge. Get understanding. With all that getting, get understanding. And that's what I have. I have an understanding of the secret things in Bible content. I've even heard some preachers say, ain't no mysteries in the Bible. You know, ain't no mysteries in the Bible. You know, okay? And when they say that, they're saying, oh, there are no secrets in the Bible. Okay? And the Bible said, the secret things belong to the Lord. The Lord knows other secret things. He finds them out. He finds them out. And he presents them to you so that you may have a good understanding of Bible things and not be not continue to be deceived by those who tell lies on the Bible and teach it perversely and teach from it wrongly and teach from it deceitfully. The Bible is love. The Bible is a book containing the will of God. Isn't that something? The will of God. We now have access to a sound, a good, a proper understanding of the will of God is, rather than just reading that statement and the statements concerning the will and just, you know, going on about your business, you know, because isn't that what people do in religion? They don't apply the truth, you know, of Bible content because they don't know it. They read statements and they just keep right on going. They listen to the preacher and they just keep right on going. Just like the simple illustration of concerning Joseph, who sold Joseph into Egypt, and the average person, and I say this from experience, the average person will say to you, the brothers sold Joseph into Egypt. But when you go and read the account set forth in Genesis, you see that the brothers didn't do it. Just a little simple something that we have taken wrongly, you know. And so, you know, just let me go on. Okay. All right, the kingdoms of this world, Revelation 11:15, are part of the will of God. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord. All the kingdoms of this world fall to the heir. Okay. The kingdoms fall to the heir. All Gentile kingdoms. Okay. Those nations having a king over them. All Gentile nations fall to the Lord. And this is a special note right here in the wheel. O Lord God of Israel, thou art the God, even thou alone. The Bible is an authoritative book. It is the only authoritative book in the Gentile world. It is authoritative. It speaks authoritatively on the issue of God. That's why people call it the Word of God. They call all the Bible, the Word of God. Many people do. The Bible, and then speaking specifically of the Authorized Version Bible, the Authorized Version Bible is the authority on the issue of God. And the heir is God alone. The law says there is one God, and the heir of God is that God, the heir of God, who is the great power of God, according to the will, the great power of God, all power having fallen to him by the will of God. Okay, the heir. He is God alone. He is Lord, and now Lord, thou God. The statement said, if the Lord be God, follow him. And then immediately after that, the will said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, and it said it twice, the Lord, he is the God. Let me read that. That's 1 Kings 18:21, saying, if the Lord be God, 1 Kings 18:21. If the Lord be God, follow him. And then it says in 1 Kings 18:39, things like the same chapter. In the very same chapter, it says, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. If the Lord be God, follow him. That's the commandment. That's the law. Then it says, the Lord, he is the God. Just in case you missed it the first time, it says it the second time, the Lord, he is the God. Now, who is the Lord? It just told you. The Lord, he is the God. Who is God? God is the one that has showed the Gentiles, the people, light. Light of the law. Light of the truth of Bible content. That's Psalm 118, verse 27. God is the Lord which has showed us light. I'm showing you light now. The light of the will. The light of the knowledge of the will of God. God is the Lord who has showed us light. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. If the Lord be God, follow him. Well, it's clear, it's clearly established in the will that the Lord is God. Know ye, Psalm 100, verse 3, know ye that the Lord, he is God. If the Lord be God, follow him. What does follow mean? Follow one. To follow means obey. Okay, that's one definition. Okay, follow. Observe. Obey, observe. You know, do what he says. That's what obey means. Okay. So, the Lord, he is God. The Lord is identified clearly. God is identified. Who is the Lord? The Lord is the sole heir of God, the great power of God, the present speaker. Who is God? God is the present. This man, the present speaker, is the great power of God. Acts 8:10. Okay. So you see, I do not just read words. I get an understanding from searching things out, and I make application. That's what I'm supposed to do with the secret things. Deuteronomy, the secret things belong to the Lord, and the things that are revealed by the Lord from having searched out the secret things belong to the people. See, this knowledge of the will of God belongs to you, the people. It belongs to you. That's stated in the Bible. It's stated in the will. The secret things belong to the Lord. The things that are revealed belong to us, the people. children, not just for a few years, but it goes on to say forever. So we are living in the forever right now. We are a part of that. And our children forever, we are a part of that. What is going on here? We are living in what the Bible calls the day of God. God has come, stated in the will. The man of God is come hither. The man having the designation of God has come. And it goes on to say, we have waited for him. The Gentiles have been waiting on the coming of the heir. They've been waiting. They acknowledge that in the Bible. Isaiah 25. Okay, Isaiah chapter 25, verse 9. And it shall be said in that day. This is the day that this statement speaks of, the day of God, the day when the man of God is on the earth, when the heir of God is on the earth. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. This the heir of God, the great power of God, the present speaker, this is our God. We have waited for him. This, the present speaker, the heir of God. This is the Lord. Who is the Lord? It's the this. Who is the this? This present speaker. Right now. This present speaker. This is the Lord, who is the heir, who is declared God by the will of God. This is he, presenting to you the will of God. Mr. Welch, give the announcement, and what I want to do, I want to come back, make a closing statement after you give the announcements. Well, I guess he's not there, so I will make my closing statement and close out. Okay. So, we don't have an excuse. You do not have an excuse. What statement was that? Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Says this. Because that, starting at verse 19, Romans 1:19, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it to them. That which can be known of God, known about God, is manifest in them. What? It's first manifest in the Scriptures. It's in the Scriptures. And God, the new God, the heir of God, the great power of God, clarifies the issues. He clarifies the issue so that that which may be known of God is manifest in them. In what? In the works of God, as in the writings, my writings, as in this program, the Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast here, that which may be known of God is manifest, made clear, evident in the works of God, for God has showed it to them. That's what I'm doing. And at the present time, I'm showing you what? I'm showing you the things of the will of God. And it goes on to say, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world, that means starting in the book of Genesis, are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, and the will speaks of God's power and his Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You are without excuse. Get involved with God. Get involved with me. Get involved with my work. Get involved. You're without excuse. You can't say you don't know, because I make things clear. I clarify the issues. I make them clear and understandable, easy to understand. The will, the terms of the will is proved to be valid, legally valid. It's sound. And its terms are, according to Scripture and the law, its terms are to be carried out. Okay? I carry out the terms having to do with me. You, the people, carry out the terms having to do with yourself, having to do with you. Okay? So that they are without excuse. If the Lord be God, follow him. The Lord is found to be God, and you should follow him. And as I've said before, this does not mean follow at a distance. You know, you tune in to my broadcast every now and then or whatever, and you say you are following me. No, you are following me if you are doing what I say do. Okay. And does the Bible say anything about that? I think it does. It does. See if I can turn to a statement right quickly. Genesis 31 says this, which is a part of the will of God. It says, Genesis 31, verse 16, it says, whatsoever God hath said to thee, do. Isn't that simple? That's not a complex statement. I mean, it's a simple, understandable statement. Whatsoever God has said, do it. You know? And that's what it says, whatsoever. That's emphatic. Whatsoever God has said to you, do it. What am I saying to you now? I'm saying to you now, get involved with me. Okay? Like, on my page, you know, the call-in number for this program shows. Use it. Listen to the program every week. Call in. Show your support for God. Show your support for the air of God, the great power of God. Show your support. Make yourself useful to God. Make yourself useful to God. Give yourself to God. Because in the will, you are already given to God. Okay? In the will, you are already given to God. In the will of God, you are a possession of God. God possesses you. That's why in the will it was stated, we are your people. Okay? And we can go on and on, but it's time that I close out. Whatsoever God has said to you, do it. And I'm just saying, asking you, calling on you to do a simple thing. So get involved with me. Get involved with God. Get involved with this program. Show your support for this program. Show your support for God. Show your support for the truth. And you may be standing alone where you live. You may be the only one listening to the program or wanting to follow God. Do it. Do it. Do the right thing. What is the right thing as relates to what I'm speaking about? The right thing is follow God. If God be the Lord, if the Lord be God, follow him. Follow him. The Lord is God. Follow him. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't. You may be afraid, but do the right thing anyway. Do the right thing. Okay? Do the right thing. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. All right? That's it for this program. Join me. I expect to be here next Sunday at 10 o'clock. Join me again at that time. for another episode of Lawmasters Law of God broadcast. Thank you.